Good evening, everyone. My name is Vicky, and I am a part of this church and have been for about 7 years now. And at these carol services, we always love to give a little thought about Christmas. So I won't keep you long, but I also won't apologise for that because I'm really excited to talk to you this evening about why we believe what we believe at Christmas. So I'm seeing lots of faces that I recognise and lots of faces that I don't. And chances are there's a lot of different types of people in this room this evening. But I bet there is one thing that all of us have in common. And that is that we are all following something. Now, there's a good chance that what we're following is quite different, but the human response is that we do follow something as human beings. Some things that we follow are more trivial than others, shall we say. So I follow Jesus as a Christian, but I also know that I enjoy following the latest trends, celebrities, and people of influence. As we draw to the end of the year, we often start thinking about our highlights of the year, and I just want to share briefly a little bit of one of mine, which was going to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. Now, has anyone in this room been to the Eras Tour? Put your hand up. I know there's a good few. Perfect. And is anyone in this room who has heard of the Eras Tour? Okay, there's still quite a good few that haven't, so, you know, I can respect that. Maybe we can chat about that after the talk. But I want to share a little bit about my experience of going up to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. Now, I have been following her career for about 18 years, since I was 10 years old. So when I finally got that golden ticket that was impossible to get to go to the Eras Tour, there was no doubt that I was going. Now, our journey to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour that took about 5 hours as we went to go see her from Sheffield in Edinburgh. But really, the journey started about 12 months before this, when we queued for a long time to try and get those tickets online. We planned our accommodation, we planned our travel, and suddenly we were planning a whole holiday around going to see this concert. We arrived in Edinburgh about 5 days before the concert, which meant we got to see the city's transformation from a beautiful historical city to a beautiful historical city covered in glitter and sparkles and shimmers. The population transformed from locals and students into thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands of Swifties, adorned with friendship bracelets and glitter freckles, and shop fronts took the opportunity to welcome us fans with Swift-inspired displays. Coffee shops played her music exclusively, which actually didn't get that boring. The atmosphere was exciting, and there was a community that was growing every single day that we were there and as we got closer to the concert's beginning. It was friendly, it was wholesome, as strangers exchanged friendship bracelets and complimented each other's outfits. Each person had travelled to follow this celebrity, this star, if you will. Whether they'd been following her for 18 years like me, or they had just heard about her for the first time. One thing that every person has in this room is that we all choose to follow something. We may follow celebrities or influencers through TV shows or social media. We may follow trends, including the clothes that we choose to wear or the cars that we choose to drive. We may follow sports, stating that we aren't religious, yet we religiously attend and watch games, knowing the names and backgrounds of all of our favourite players. We may follow lifestyle choices. Some of us are choosing to identify as spiritual rather than having one faith, or following a certain diet that aligns with our beliefs or our values. None of these things are wrong in themselves. It's certainly not wrong that I have followed Taylor Swift's music for 18 years. And it's not wrong that you might tune into football every Saturday afternoon. These are the things that make us human. These are the things that make us, us. But there was something else that I noticed when I was at the Eras Tour back in June this year that got me thinking. Amidst the singing fans who knew every single word to every single song, and amidst the confetti falling from the sky and the impressive pyrotechnics, there were some fans who can only be described as looking like they were having a religious experience at a Taylor Swift concert. I'm reminded of two girls who stood in front of us, who cried their way through 90% of a three-hour show. So full of emotion, it made me wonder, what role has she had in their lives so that they react to her in that way? It made me consider that maybe this concert had been their version of church, bringing all that they had, singing every word, finally in the presence of a star that they'd been following for so long. Now, I am not suggesting that Taylor Swift or any celebrity or trend or lifestyle choice is a god, but it does make me wonder if sometimes as humans, we give them the role of God when this was never their place. I often think about what those girls did after the concert. After the high of being in the presence of a superstar, so full of emotion. Did they go back to their hotel room to travel home the next day? Did they sleep that night, or were they so full of adrenaline that they just couldn't? Did they have the post-concert blues that so many fans experienced, much like the few days after Christmas, after the anticipation and excitement has all worn off? Many of these things that we are following as humans cannot give us the hope that we need. They can't sustain us like we need them to. So when one thing doesn't work, we go to the next, and the next, and the next. And when Christmas feels anticlimactic, we buy more presents, put up more decorations, host more parties. And for those of us in seasons where this just isn't possible to do so, we can feel depleted, disappointed, and dare I say it, hopeless at Christmas. The things that we follow are not bad. They are often, in fact, pointers to the one who created us to love those things in the first place. The kindness that was shown in Edinburgh at the Eras Tour, the community found in supporting a sports team, or our heart for justice in our food choices or how we choose to spend our money, they all point to something beyond ourselves. They all point to Jesus. All of these passions and pursuit, whether it's Taylor Swift, sports, or social causes, are like the stars that we choose to follow. They're beautiful and compelling and fun, but they are not the final goal within themselves. Instead, they are the signs pointing us towards something greater. In Matthew 2 in the Bible, we read, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him.'" The Magi, or the wise men in this story, saw the star and they began their extraordinary journey. I want you to imagine for a moment what it must have been like setting out with nothing but a star in the sky to guide you. They must have been filled with anticipation on their journey, asking who was this king that they are seeking and what would they find when they arrived. Their journey wasn't easy. The journey was long, facing dangers and uncertainties along the way. Yet they carried on, trusting that the star would lead them to something or someone worth their pursuit. The star didn't lead them to a palace or a throne room as you'd expect for a king. Instead, it guided them to a humble stable in Bethlehem, to a baby lying in a manger. Matthew 2 tells us that when they saw the star, they bowed down and worshipped him, knowing that for years and years and years prior, prophecies and messages had been written about this newborn king. They knew that they had found the one that they had been seeking, that they'd heard about, that they'd read about, the one who would change everything. The wise men's journey is a picture of our human experience. We are all searching for something. We follow stars, whether they're celebrities, trends, social causes, hoping that they'll lead us to fulfillment. But like the wise men, our stars are meant to guide us to something greater. This Christmas, I invite you to consider the journey of the wise men. What are you following? And what are you hoping to find at the end of your journey? For those of us in this room who would call ourselves Christians, we have a big role to play in this story. Like the star in the sky, we are called to point other people towards Jesus. But we are not the source of light or hope ourselves, simply reflections of the one who is. This time of year, there are so many needs around us. And it can be so easy to fill our calendars and our brains with so much that we forget to just spend time in the presence of Jesus. So through sitting with him, observing each part of Advent, as we have done with the candles this evening, we can authentically and joyfully offer the hope of Jesus to those around us. Think about what the wise men experienced when they finally arrived. After their long journey, they found not just a king, but hope, peace, joy that the world could never give. This is what Jesus offers to us, not during Christmas, but every single day. The things that we follow, our passions, hobbies, interests, even our convictions are not bad. In fact, they're gifts, reflecting the goodness of the one who made us. But they are not the destination in and of themselves. They are stars pointing us to the true source of hope. Now this Christmas, let's take some inspiration from the wise men. Let's not stop at the stars that we love and enjoy, but let them guide us towards Jesus. Whether you've been following Jesus for years or you are just beginning to notice him for the first time, in signs, signals, and stars, you are invited to take a step towards him. Jesus came into this world to bring us life, life to the fullest. He didn't come in glitter and confetti with a huge world tour, a palace, a parade, but in humility, born in a stable. So I ask again to close, what are you following? And what are you hoping to find at the end of your journey? This Christmas, may I be so bold in to say, let Jesus be the one that you follow. Like the wise men and the wise women, bring your hopes, your questions, your heart to him. He's waiting for you to bring you the peace and the hope that you've been longing for.